You're listening to SBS News.
For millions of Australians, social media is a dominant force in daily life. Stylist Denny Todorovic, a prominent content creator on platforms like Instagram, says its dark side, though, runs deep.
When I look at my cousins or my family members that are like under the age of 17, the way that they already perceive themselves, the filters that they use, the way that they think that they should look based off of the people that they follow on Instagram can be really frightening, because you think, well, you know, what happened to a world before filters? We were all awkward teenagers running around with acne and wearing braces, and now we live in this world where we all think that we should look like Kylie Jenner.
For years, the people chosen to appear in magazines and on catwalks have been criticised for creating false expectations around body image. From 2009, it's been an issue in Australia, subject to a voluntary industry code of conduct. But Alex Cowan from eating disorder support group The Butterfly Foundation says social media has boomed since then and remains poorly regulated.
Social media can definitely be a contributing factor to negative body image, and I think that really comes down to increased exposure to the thin or the muscular ideal body type, or perhaps increased exposure to diet culture.
Such exposures can severely affect mental health and increase the risk of eating disorders. Currently, an estimated 1 million Australians have an eating disorder, and almost 1 in 10 people will be affected in their lifetime. 63% of sufferers are women, and it is most prevalent in young people aged between 12 and 25. Mia Finlay first developed an eating disorder when she was 19 and says she suffered in silence for 6 years. But Mia overcame her disorder and has now become a recovery coach. She says her global business and popular YouTube channel help her provide the same support for sufferers that she once needed.
I like to think of it like every time I help somebody, whether it's responding to a DM on Instagram or it's a client session where someone really gets it and the light bulb goes off, it's kind of like I get one against the eating disorder. It's sort of the eating disorder took a lot from me, but all these years later, I've ended up taking a lot more from it.
But in the age of influences, filters, and digitally altered photos, her delicate work has become even more difficult.
I find it frustrating when it comes down to sort of money over morals, I suppose, when we have creators but also companies contributing to this trend.
Body image was considered as part of a recent parliamentary inquiry scrutinising social media and online safety, with a strong focus on cyberbullying. Prime Minister Scott Morrison hopes to use its findings in his battle against the big tech companies, which he's repeatedly vowed to regulate. The Butterfly Foundation wants a national inquiry solely focused on body image. Alex Cowan believes the issue won't be fixed without greater collaboration between social media companies, NGOs and the government, as well as greater investment in prevention programs.
Social media is not going anywhere, and we really need to do better to equip young people with the social media literacy skills to navigate the platform safely and in a way that leaves them feeling body positive.
This month, the foundation teamed up with Instagram and 5 body positive social creators to launch a campaign promoting how to use the platforms in a healthy way. Denny Todorovic was one of the influencers featured. They want stricter regulations, not just on the platforms, but for the way fellow creators use them.
In the same way that, you know, traditional media like television and magazines have had to sort of follow guidelines, I feel like creators need to be held to the same account. You know, I curate my feed in the same way that I curate my friendships. Like, if someone is not making me feel good or if something feels toxic, then I don't want that in my newsfeed.
Omid Dehan, SBS News.